Israel had hardly any Najid kings. They were mostly Malek. In the time when Ahab was king, things were pretty bad. There were many Baal worshippers, and the prophets of the Lord were persecuted. Elijah then asked them how long they would waver between two different gods and challenged the people, saying that whoever's god let the sacrifice would be the real god. The people were silent, though. It wasn't until he made it seem to them that they had the upper hand that they agreed. Of course, Elijah's god was the real one, and the Baal worshippers turned back to the one and only god. Even though all of that happened, Jezebel and Ahab still didn't give God a chance in their lives. Don't waver between two different things like the Israelites did. You are meant to be a light to the world, showing your faith just like Elijah did. And sometimes people won't even notice or listen, like Ahab and Jezebel, but some people probably will, like all the former Baal prophets. The reason why I chose this picture is because I realized that I don't spend enough time reading the Bible. I use too much of my time doing homework and not enough praising the Lord. I learned some things about this passage that I've never thought about before, like how the people didn't want to respond to Elijah when he asked them how long they would go between two different gods. It wasn't until he started saying things that made themselves feel more powerful than him that they agreed.